McLean County Museum of History librarian Bill Kemp's new collection of stories he's written for the Pantograph reveal issues from McLean County's past that still reverberate today, albeit in different form. Volume 2 of Bill Kemp's Pages from the Past covers a variety of people and events, including McLean County's history with hemp, railroads, and JCPenney. He also talked to GLT's John Norton about McLean County's history of racial segregation in schools, including a famous court case in the late 1800s, interesting because it was not arguing on racial grounds, but on finance.
Chase v. Stevenson was an early civil rights case relating to education that has its origin in McLean County. It was a small one-room school in outside of Danvers. There were several rural black families living in the area, which was not unusual for the time. African Americans, though they were never particularly numerous in rural McLean County, there were African American farmhands in some smaller communities. There were African American barbers. So certain areas of the county were known to have small pockets of African Americans, Danvers being one of them. So there were several African American children wanting to attend this one-room school. The local school board decided it was best that they create a separate school for these few black children. Several taxpayers within the one-room school district then were upset over the fact that, in effect, this was costing them money. In effect, they were paying for two schools when one school would be more than sufficient for the number of children in the school district. So the case begins in the McLean County Circuit Court. The case then ends up in the Illinois Supreme Court and is known as kind of an early test case for school segregation. Although the case is really argued on the basis of finance, not so much in the issue of race or equality or civil rights.
Right. So
the main issue was really that taxpayers within the district believed that the school district was being unfair to them because it was making them pay for an additional second school when one was not needed.
They won the case, right?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how, it'd be almost a half a century later when housing covenants and neighborhood associations back then, they were trying to exclude especially African Americans on that exact basis because property values would go down, right?
We tend to forget a lot of some of the darker chapters in local history. For example, in the post-World War II era, one of the things celebrated in American culture and history, as it should be, is the GI Bill, allowing middle class, working class, former servicemen, GIs, right, to begin the family dream of owning a home and starting a family in oftentimes kind of like a Levitt Town subdivision, a new subdivision, large backyards, playground equipment, a lot of young families. We had plenty of neighborhoods such as that in Bloomington and Normal. Unfortunately, locally, as was the case in much of America, even though the GI Bill did not restrict anybody because of race, local practices, that is local bankers, local realtors, local folk, community leaders, really ensured that African Americans were going to be limited in their ability to purchase new homes in these new post-war subdivisions. So even though on paper, in theory, African Americans could exercise some measure of equality when it came to housing, there was nothing like that in Bloomington Normal until the mid to late 60s, if not later, and we still have problems in this community today.
You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. We're talking with McLean County Museum of History librarian Bill Kemp. His brand new book is Pages from the Past, a collection of stories from the Sunday Pantograph, which he contributes to regularly. Let's talk about marijuana and hemp and how that's back in the news big time because a lot of people want to legalize the use of marijuana. And some are saying there's a big difference between marijuana and hemp. But McLean County has a really interesting hemp history.
During the World War II era, Lexington was the regional or local center for wartime cultivation of hemp. Hemp was needed during the war as we lost our supply of fiber in the Pacific for rope and cordage for the Navy, for shroud lines and harnesses for airborne troops. Lexington became the center. Area farmers then began to grow hemp, and there was a local processing mill just outside of Lexington to process hemp into kind of a rough form then, which was shipped outside of the area then to be further processed. So one of the slogans at the time was, "You were were going to hang Hitler with hemp rope, in a way.
Oh, wow. So hemp at that time didn't have the stigma that it does today. Is that accurate?
Well, people were aware that it could be a problematic crop, certainly. So there were restrictions in growing it. Farmers had to keep extremely detailed records. You had to plant protective strips of crops to prevent that hemp from then spreading itself out into ditches and beyond its fields. It had a very low THC content, so it was difficult really to get any sort of psychoactive feel off of it. But nonetheless, it still had some of those properties, but the war trumped all at that time.
Volume 2 of Bill Kemp's Pages from the Past, a new collection of stories he's written for the Pantograph, is available at the McLean County Museum of History. You can also find it at the Garlic Press in Uptown Normal and Casey's Garden Shop in Bloomington. Kemp spoke with GLT's John Norton. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.